And this is Tate Servants from your Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. We have your news for the hour coming up now. Walmart has decided to rearrange the retail universe once again, and Michigan shoppers are about to feel it, whether they shop once a month or treat the place like a second home. Newsbreak reports that the big blue giant is pulling back on self-checkout while tinkering with who gets to use it. Shoppers across Michigan are splitting into two camps. Those who have always despised self-checkout, and those who would rather scale the Mackinac Bridge in a blizzard than chit-chat with the cashier. Walmart's 2026 plan throws both groups into the same fluorescent-lit arena. Michigan Walmarts are making a major change to the checkout process, and some stores in Michigan will keep a few kiosks, but only for tiny baskets or customers who behave like responsible adults. Other locations may rip them out entirely and go back to staffed lanes. A 33-year-old Imlay man remains in critical condition. Imlay City man, my apologies, remains in critical condition after a Chevrolet Equinox rear-ended a converted military-style truck Thursday evening in Goodland Township. According to the Lapeer County Sheriff's Office, the collision happened on Brown City Road just north of Kohler Road around 6 p.m. The Equinox became partially wedged under the Stewart Stephen truck, which was hauling crops, before veering off the roadway and striking a tree. Firefighters had to free the driver from the wreckage using hydraulic tools. He was first taken to McLaren-Lapeer region and later transferred to Corwell Health Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak. The 31-year-old driver of the military-style vehicle, also from Imlay City, was not hurt. Deputies said the larger truck had working taillights and displayed a slow-moving vehicle emblem. Investigators do not believe speed or alcohol were factors. The sheriff's office continues to investigate with assistance from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. A proposed recall petition has been filed with Tuscola County Clerk's Office for three City of Carroll Council members. A Clarity factual hearing will be conducted on Tuesday, December 16th at 8 a.m. by the County's Election Commission. The proposed recall is for council members Jill White, Heidi Parker, and Doreen Heady. There was also a proposed recall filed against council trustee Charlotte Kish, but because she is currently serving her last year of a four-year term, she is not subject to recall, explained County Clerk Jody Fetting. The reason listed for the recall is the same on all three petitions. The petition states that White, Parker, and Heady to be recalled for violation of the Carroll City Charter Section 5.9 for failure to fill a vacant council seat within 60 days. The petition to recall was filed by city resident Shane Polega. The hearing will be conducted in Tuscola's probate family courtroom in the courthouse at 440 North State Street, or M81, in Carroll. The county's election commission consists of Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting, probate judge Nancy Thane, and treasurer Ashley Bennett. The commission is charged with determining if the language presented on the petition is clear and of a factual basis. If it is, then the next step is for the recall petitioner to gather signatures of registered voters in the city. If the election commission deems the language on the proposed recall is not clear and or factual, that stops the recall effort. This is the second time petitions have been filed in an effort to recall some Carroll Council members. Those targeted in the first recall attempt were Karen Snyder, who is the Carroll City Mayor, and for Council Member Emily Campbell. The Election Commission deemed the language on those proposed recall petitions were not clear and or not factual, which stopped that recall process. We will be back after a quick PSA with your national and international news.
Heart disease and stroke can affect women at any age. In fact, almost half of women over the age of 20 are living with some form of cardiovascular disease.
I never thought it could happen to me. Women experience unique life stages such as pregnancy or menopause that can increase their risk of developing cardiovascular disease over the course of their lifetime.
But here's the good news. Women have the best resource.
We have each other.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org today to learn more.
And we are back with your national and international news. The Trump administration is signaling a tougher stance towards Venezuela, with the president indicating that U.S. military strikes there could begin, quote, pretty soon, unquote. Even as Russia and other allies express support for President Nicolas Maduro, underscoring rising geopolitical tensions over the future of the Venezuelan government and regional stability. And among international news, European Union leaders have agreed in principle to continue funding Ukraine's military and economic needs for the next 2 years, even as they wrestle with complex legal and political questions over whether frozen Russian assets can be used, reflecting both sustained Western backing for Kiev and ongoing divisions over the best strategy to pressure Moscow. That was your news for this evening. I will be back shortly here with your weather. And you can always find updated news, weather, and obituaries 24/7 at thumbnet.net.